Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, sitting here in the moved studio U. This is Mobile Studio U in DC. You know I do this every once in a while.
You are now entering the Ultimate Entrepreneur Experience, the I Am Unique podcast. We talk about business, lifestyle, fitness, health, and mindset. Everything is around you being a successful business owner. Hosted by Joyce Truly, Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Speaking to you about marketing and lifestyle. Let's get ready to make this money. Thank you for joining my podcast, and I appreciate you being here. Please like and share this podcast with everybody around.
All right. We're going to start tonight's podcast. Tonight's podcast, we're going to have a special guest and property management person on here teaching about Airbnb International Properties and property management in Atlanta, using your own properties for using other people's properties to profit. All right. So this is I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach in the Mobile Studio U. Broadcasting live here. Your DIY business coach here in Studio U. Broadcasting live, talking to you tonight about making money off of wonderful property. Now, everybody, please like, subscribe, share, reshare, repost. Do whatever you need to do to get worldwide and broadcast, because this is going to be an epic show. We're going to have a real estate agent that's going to teach us how to do property management in their business, teach you what their skills are. Now, I'll give you a little background. I do all of this stuff as well. I do property management. I don't do property management. I guess I do a little bit of property management, and I am doing international sales with this person that we're bringing on tonight. So it's going to be great, great, great conversation, great love, great showing. So the way I call it, renter arbitrage. Other people call it, you know, doing a damn thing. So I use, you know, sometimes you got to feel in your back. You can't let them distract you. Focus, okay? Stay focused on your plan and what you have going on. So I have Airbnb in the city of Atlanta, and none of this property I own, and I make at least six figures doing these. This is how I make a lot of my money, and that is what we're going to talk about. Getting now, working on getting some properties in the Dominican Republic and a couple more Airbnb, DC, and some other cities. We'll keep you posted on those cities later on. But about it is making sure that you are doing what you need to do. And how do you do this? How do you get other people's properties and make money off of it? How much money can you make? At that point, when you have other people's properties, the sky is the limit. No matter where the property is, no matter who the property belongs to, make money off of these properties. So we're going to bring our guest on today. She's a real estate agent, and she's an international seller of property in the Dominican Republic. And we're going to bring her on, and we're going to talk about different ways to do property management, renters arbitrage, Airbnb, and everything else. Now, at the end of this, the goal is to make sure that you understand how you can make money with other people's property. So, number one, renters arborize. This is my favorite. This is what I make my money off of. You rent an apartment, you post it on Airbnb, and you make your money. That's how. That's just how simple it is. You rent an apartment, and you do the same. You furnish it, you take pictures, you post it on Airbnb, and then you rent it out. This is how you make money doing that. An average night is $75, $85, $95, $100, $10, $200 a night, depending on the actual clients and how you have furnished the place. Okay, guys? Oh, within tonight's broadcast, we're going to teach you that. Now, we have property management. What is property management? Everybody, if you've ever rented something before, you know exactly what property management is. That means you are renting an apartment, somebody's managing the property. Property management. Sounds very simple, sounds ideal for we're doing that process. So with that being said, you rent out the property or you have somebody's property. They say, hey, I need a tenant in this property. When you get the tenant in the property, sometimes in property management, you get the application fee and a percentage of the rent. And the reason why you get these fees is because that is what it takes to maintain the property, making sure that the rent is paid, making sure that they're in compliance of their lease, making sure that the maintenance is being handled in the building, making sure everything that you need to know need to be done to have your property. This is so somebody can own the property. They don't actually have to work the property. They just own it. They own it. Other people move in, you run the application, you make sure this is a good candidate to be a property owner or a renter in this property, and every month you make sure you maintain everything that they need to make sure that you're a good tenant and a good manager of the property. So that is property management, okay? The next one is investment properties. So we're going to get into those. That means you buy a property out of the country, out of the state, and you get other people to manage your property. You know what I mean? And you invest in those properties so that you can make that residual money off of that property. You'll probably give a property manager 10 to 25% of the property because they're doing all the hard work to make sure that your property is making money. With having a property manager, as a real estate agent, as a real estate owner, with having a property manager, this helps you relieve the work. If you own the real estate and you're like, I don't want this real estate anymore, Dad, I'm tired, I don't want to do all of this work, then you hire a property manager. A property manager will make sure that they maintain that level of property to whatever standards that you would like to maintain it. Would you like to rent it? Would you like to do Airbnb on it? Would you like to do peer spacing? There's so many different opportunities when you are a property owner, depending on the property, so that you can make money. So there are so many different ways you can make money being a property owner and actually being a property management group. So imagine if a property is $1,000 a month. We're going to keep the math simple. A property is $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month. You'll make $25 off of, you'll make 25% off of that property managing that property. So rent is $1,000 a month. You'll make $250 a month off of that property, and that's just one property that you will have. Now, what do you have to do? This is the easiest work ever. You take the application. You make sure you have a good tenant in there. You make sure the rent is collected on the first or whatever date that the employee your the property owner wants the rent to be taken up, and make sure the maintenance is taken care of. And if that's how you maintain your property and you have good property management. Now, how much money can I make? It all depends on the property. Just think, if you have three properties at 25% at $1,000 a month, that is what? That's $800 a month extra that you're making by just making sure those properties are maintained. Now, of course, we know rent in Atlanta, rent in most places are more than $1,000 a month, so you'll make more money. You also can collect the application fee. You also can collect the administration fee when they're doing the application. So your first payment in running this property is possibly by running the application. Now, there's a lot of shady people out here. You run some applications, you'd be like, yeah, I don't like you. You're not qualified. Your application fee is non-refundable. You do that two or three times a month, you're banking. Not suggesting that you do that because it's not nice to take hard-earned money from people. But at the end of the day, if that person does not qualify because of amount of income that they make or the amount of stability that they have, credit report, those are other ways you can make money. Doing Airbnb, this is what I am a professional about, doing Airbnb. I go get an apartment, I rent the apartment out, I qualify for any apartment that I need to qualify for because I make a substantial amount of money doing this Airbnb. So I qualify for this. So I qualify for the apartment, right? Not all the time you can tell them that you're doing apartments. Now new apartments, especially in Atlanta with all the new regulations coming out, have Airbnb as an amenity. They charge 25%. Now that is your property management. So if you're going into this and you know that this is what's going to happen, now as a property manager, you have to make sure that your money is substantial enough to you know, equal the fee. So now, rent is this fee. Your fee is this, 20%. The rental company takes 25%. So now you have that really only leaves another 50% for the owner to get. Depending on the owner, that can be a deal breaker or a win. So those are the things that you have to deal with. Now, would you lower the apartment is taking a larger fee? Depending on what you do, there are ways you can make your money doing these things. Yes, because you now are making sure you're handling that cleaning fee. You're making sure you're handling the maintenance of the apartment or the house and everything else. So those are other ways you can capitalize on those fees. So we're about to bring our guest on in a few minutes. Make sure that you like and subscribe this podcast. Now, my thing is, if you know me and you have not read my books, you need to go on Amazon today. This broadcast has been brought to you by Pookie. Remove those negative people out of your life so that you can be the best person that can be. Why do you want a Pookie on your side when you can have a whole Ray Ray? I can't wait up. Somebody told me to be a comedian. I don't know. It's just something. But this is just wild talk about life in general. Making sure that the people that are surrounding you are successful, are making sure that you can become the best person that you can be. And if you're surrounded by people that are making, that are not allowing you to be the best that you can be, then you need to delete them. So make sure you grab the business planner and purchase that planner as well. All of these planners are on Instagram. I am Unique Wright, UC Wright, all of those. You can find it on Instagram. If you like the link, make sure you click the link in the bio and go. Please like and share any of these posts at any point in time. In 1 second. So, do anybody have any questions about it? About property management. So the other part about using other people's property is that the sky is the limit. That means you understand what the market is. You understand what the base rent is. And that is how you grow your, that's how you gain your capital. So if somebody is paying $1,000 mortgage on their rent, and you can, you know that the market for this three-bedroom, three-house is $3,000, then telling the owner that you can make $1,000 a month or even $1,500 a month off of his property, that means the owner's still making $8,000 in profit. And that's something that sounds exciting to you, because you can make $1,000, the owner can make $1,000, and pay $1,000 off of their rent. And it's all passive income for both of you guys, because you're not doing a whole work once you get the people in the door. Once you get everybody in the door, you are winning. So I also wanted you guys to understand we have a how to buy and invest properties in the Dominican Republic. Please make sure you join my meetup group. Join meetup group and be a part of this. How to buy and invest in properties in the Dominican Republic. Going to the DR in July. So make sure that you guys are interested in buying property. We have a trip set up for July. We're probably going to go every month. I'm going in July and I'm going in September. So make sure that you properties. If you want to see the properties, we're going to do lives, we're going to do videos, we're going to show people about what's going on, about the life, the culture, and everything they have going on in the Dominican Republic right now. It is a very, very, very lucrative place to start a business right now, because there's a lot of new development and you're coming in on the ground floor. So remember that you, if you are interested in being a owner, or being, or having property in a DR, and or being a property management, you can join our team and be a part of this epic, this awesome, beautiful wave of having it. Now, the cool part about being a property management is, say you want to invest in a multifamily home. You sit back there and you invest in them. You get about two or three people to invest with you. You get a multifamily home. My vision for this would be to do half Airbnb, half residential, so that I have my residual Airbnb money coming in, because at that point I can get it at a higher rate and get the Airbnb at a higher rate. And I'm controlling the full atmosphere. So I guess it's about to come on, Miss China. We're going to talk to her about Airbnb, about real estate, about property management, and she's going to give her insight on how you can do this. Now, the cool part about this, as a property manager, there is very little risk. There is minimal to no risk for you to invest into this property. So we're going to bring her on right now so we can start the discussion about how we're going to make money off of other people's property. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hello, everyone. My name is Chyna. I am out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am your Airbnb specialist internationally and stateside.
Nice, nice. Excuse me. So tell everybody exactly what does that mean?
Airbnb, most people think that you have to own the property. Well, you don't. It's a process called rental arbitrage, where you can use someone else's property and make money off of it. So meaning you will rent that property long term and in turn place it on vacation rental site short term. You can do that in the States as well as internationally.
Awesome, awesome. So me and you, do you have Airbnbs? Do you do rental arbitrage in Georgia right now?
No, I don't have any in Georgia. I live in Georgia, but my Airbnbs are in Florida right now.
See, what I just told you guys before, you can do this from anywhere. She lives in Atlanta, and her Airbnbs are in Florida, and you're selling properties in the Dominican Republic, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about that whole system.
Selling in the Dominican, you don't have to be there. Most of my target audience is investors that are investing in Airbnb. There is no short-term rental restrictions in these properties. There are new developments. So the investors are investing now for properties that will be available some 2023, 2024, and 2025. So
nice.
Just finding the right agent. There are several agents that, you know, they could use to purchase property in the Dominican.
Nice, nice. So Ms. Chyna's an agent, and I'm an agent. That's how I kind of met up with her. And I have Airbnb. She has Airbnbs, and this is why we decided to kind of start this conversation about property management and doing and learning how to make money off of other people's properties. So, can you explain more about your experience doing this and what are some pros and cons in the business?
I started in Georgia. I've helped people set up their Airbnbs as well. Pros, definitely, you can make money in your sleep. It's, once you learn the process, it's a repeat process. You just do it over. Definitely cons will be getting the right crew. Cleaning. Cleaning is essential in Airbnb. You have to have the right cleaning crew, because that will make or break your business. Because as
yes.
you know, if you've ever rented an Airbnb, you know, the guests will leave reviews. So that's essential in the Airbnb business.
That is so true. That is very, very true, because I've had some bad cleaners in my years, or people who didn't clean well enough, and I got a lot of bad reviews because of that.
Yeah,
and it's
thankfully,
not cool,
my crew in Florida is good. You know, people ask me, how do you do that? You live in Georgia, but you can manage. It's all about automation. You can manage your units from wherever you are. I've been on vacation in Mexico, and, you know, a guest locked themselves out, and I can use my phone and open the door to let them in. So
right.
it's ways of managing.
Right. And that's the cool part about it, is that you are capable of managing at any place, in any area to be. And you can manage property there, because all you have is a team in that area. Find those people that you need in that area.
Right, and
a suggestion
on finding, like, the cleaners, maintenance in that area is search Facebook. put in whatever state it is, Airbnb groups. I'm sure they have a group for whatever state it is, and ask other hosts that, you know, for recommendations of good cleaners and good maintenance or lawn care. Get referrals from other hosts. You know, there are sites you can use, but I always tell, you know, people to get recommendations from other hosts that have used cleaners. They're going to tell you about the bad. They're going to tell you about the good.
Right. And that is part of
I think we lost signal for a second. I still can't hear.